Federal prosecutors announced yesterday that they will not charge the New York City police officer who's accused of killing Eric Garner, an unarmed black man, during a misdemeanor arrest. That incident happened 5 years ago today. Garner's death and the fact that that officer still remains on the force has added fuel to a movement against police misconduct. WNYC's Yasmin Khan has the story.
After prosecutors announced their decision, Eric Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, reacted with anger.
This is not going down like this, because if it was one of their loved ones, it would have never went this far.
Carr became an activist because her son died. For other activists, it's about human dignity, survival. Here's Nupal Kiyazolu, who's 19.
All we're doing is fighting for equity and another day to live.
She's a full-time college student and the president of Black Lives Matter Greater New York. Sometimes her work just involves showing up for people whose family members were killed by police.
There's not one day that goes by I don't think about Eric Garner and all these other cases that I'm working on.
It's heavy. For Kiyazolu and other young black activists, Garner's death felt like a reminder that it could happen to them.
I was boots on the ground weeks after he was killed.
Darian Agostini, who's 24, was in high school during the height of the NYPD's stop and frisk program, the practice of detaining and searching people for contraband.
Police officers jumped out of unmarked cars and threw me up against walls and emptied out my book bag while I was, like, coming home from school.
In 2013, a federal judge ruled that practice racially discriminatory and unconstitutional in the way it was carried out. Agostini says these experiences drive his work as a community organizer for the advocacy group Make the Road New York. He works with young people, educating them on police stops, and speaks at a lot of rallies.
Thank you. Peace, peace. Good afternoon, community.
Like this one, advocating for new legislation related to police transparency.
Today, we are here to continue to urge the state legislature.
There's a long game involved in this work. Congress even held hearings in Harlem on misconduct by New York City police officers. That was in 1983.
No one was really addressing this primary issue.
Calvin Butts is the pastor of Abyssinian Baptist Church in Harlem. He and other activist ministers pushed for the hearings. He remembers being maligned as anti-police, even though black police officers also reported discrimination by white colleagues.
We are not anti-police, but we are pro the people of the city of New York. All of us, and we will not be mistreated.
People testified for nearly 7 hours on police abuse of power, excessive force, questionable arrests. Issues still being raised. Commissioner James O'Neill says things have changed. He's making some reforms to how the department handles discipline. He spoke about it earlier this year.
We don't ever fear scrutiny. We welcome it. Our primary goal is to have a disciplinary system that is fair, clear, and consistent.
He also implemented a neighborhood policing program meant to improve trust between communities and officers. But those changes provide little comfort for people seeking consequences for the death of Eric Garner or others. Darian Agostini says that's where working on these issues can be draining.
There's nights where I'm home and I'm struggling in my own brain trying to process the loss of someone or the inaction of a government institution.
But he says he finds power in that too, because the community still cares and still shows up. For NPR News, I'm Yasmin Khan in New York.